Before most national brands started touting their earth-friendly ways, there was Bookman's. The used bookstore opened in Tucson more than 40 years ago, and today it has six stores around the state where you can buy and sell more than just books. KJZZ's Christina Estes continues our series, The Business of Books, with a look at how Bookman's model has evolved.
When Bob Oldfather paid his dad a dollar to buy his store in 1976, he only sold used paperbacks and magazines. But that changed just a couple years later after a customer's bad luck.
He had been robbed of all his stereo equipment from his house. And it was a bummer, and we talked about it, and he says, I'm going to get rid of my record collection. I just don't feel like I can do this again.
Oldfather bought the used records, and then he bought used cassettes, and then used CDs.
Imagine a place like no other.
In the late 80s and early 90s, Oldfather voiced TV commercials promoting Bookman's model.
We're always buying, and now we're stocking up for our new store in Flagstaff. So we need what you have.
People just really wanted Bookman's on this side of town.
Lori Wheeler remembers the day 15 years ago when Bookman's opened at 19th Avenue and Northern in Phoenix.
I wore a sweater because it was January, but there were several, probably 500-600 people in the store at the same time. It was really warm, and my job turned into finding cold water for people.
Now her job involves organizing community events, scheduling tours, and overseeing reading programs for kids.
I'm a vehicle to do good for the community through my job. I get to give out gift cards. I get to, you know, give out free books.
On a Wednesday afternoon, Debbie Kurtz carries a box and bag to the trade counter.
I probably brought about 30. I probably had 30 total.
The clerk offers to take about half her books. Kurtz can get a small amount of cash or a lot more in store credit, known as trade.
I always get trade because I'm going to come back and I'll use the trade, so why not?
There you go. You have a good one.
Over the years, Bookman's has learned to pivot. When people started streaming music and stopped buying CDs, Bob Oldfather says they moved into the musical instrument business.
Things that at first looked like a negative, eventually we turned into a positive because we were able to make these changes because we're used. We could take in a new product line. We could change the pricing model, change the purchasing model.
Customers can buy, sell, or trade everything from books and banjos to xylophones and X-Men figurines.
We expanded the meaning of a used bookstore, I guess. It's more of like a used lifestyle store.
Hi, sir.
While it may seem like Bookman's will take anything, Oldfather says they are picky.
Do we think we can sell it? Do we have too much of it? Our buyers are very cognizant of what our needs are.
At the Phoenix store, the toy department is most popular with its Barbies, Hot Wheels, and board games. Making a comeback, Lori Wheeler says, are records and cassettes.
Individuals who didn't grow up with those media forms are experiencing for the first time. We're selling cassette players and record players. You know, you could buy your record and your record player here.
You can pick up the Bee Gees for $3.
Only you.
The Platters for $4.
We're caught in a trap.
And Elvis for $5.
I can't walk out.
But books remain king. In Phoenix alone, about 125,000 titles fill the shelves. And there's even more in storage. Since it opened, Bookman's has always had a browsing philosophy. If a customer wants a particular item, for example, a book about drawing portraits, they're encouraged to check the art section. There's no formal tracking system. But just as the company revises what it buys and sells, Oldfather says it will do the same with its inventory.
It's not only a huge job, but our business model is so different that we've had several stumbles along the way of people with existing platforms that say, okay, we can put this in and this will work, and we spend a bunch of money and it just doesn't.
He says they're rewriting their own system, which should be in place this time next year. So customers looking for a specific name,
a place where Elvis, Shakespeare, and Batman all feel at home,
will be able to find them, along with other items they may not have thought they wanted. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.